Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2010, and of course with me is my co-host, Seder69. Hi, Seder.
Hello there, Honey.
How are you, dear?
I was hot and sweaty, but I took a shower. That way I'm nice and pretty for you.
Yes, you did say that you had just gotten out of the shower. What were you doing to make yourself hot and sweaty?
Well, I have a young gentleman who's coming over tonight to shampoo my carpets. See, that's sexy and romantic to me.
Sounds dirty.
So I'm out there. I'm moving furniture around in the living room, and I'm vacuuming away.
Okay, so you were cleaning your house, you're saying?
I'm cleaning my house, yes.
And that's because you're a hoarder, we just discussed, right?
I am not a hoarder. I'm a procrastinating cleaner.
So you mean A&E is not there filming a segment for their hoarding show?
No, they're not. Ty, get out of here. See? No, not at all.
Very funny. But you do have piles of stuff you're just making decisions about getting rid of, right?
Well, I guess I do.
What are these? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, what are these piles of?
Well, for the most part, and I swear to God, it's just mail I've gotten. Okay, do I want to keep this? Do I want to throw it away? I'll just keep it here for now. And I just need to sit down and go through it and figure out how much of it needs to go thrown away, and which is IRS asking for money.
Oh, you owe the IRS, do you?
Oh, just a little.
So if you have a lot of time during the day before you have to go to the graveyard shift, why aren't you going through these stacks of mail then?
Because I'm too busy recording podcasts with people.
That is true. Did I not see you tweet that you were on yet another podcast?
Well, no. They finally posted. I was on Don't Quit Your Day Job on Labor Day weekend, and they just posted the show.
Well, that was a month ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Jeez. They posted two in a row I saw today.
They did, yes.
Are you on the second one as well?
No, I'm just on the first one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to listen to that
one. Me and Melanie and Pat.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Quite the trio.
Yeah. So, sir, what did you do this weekend?
You know, I didn't do a whole lot of anything. I almost went to see Paula Poundstone on Friday night up in Santa Cruz, but I was just so exhausted, I was afraid I might fall asleep on the 45-minute drive home.
Oh, yeah, that would not have been good.
Yeah, would not have been good at all. So I opted not to. So most of the weekend was just hanging around and doing a whole lot of nothing.
Well, that's kind of boring.
But sometimes boring is wonderful.
Well, I agree with that. I do agree with that. Well, I spent a little time with the boyfriend. His sister is in town for like a week. So she's staying with him. So when he has family staying over, I don't stay with him because it just feels awkward being there, staying over when they're there. So it's just easier if I don't stay with him. But anyway, he came to my house. Well, actually, I went to his house Friday night and hung around, chatted with his sister, and he made dinner, and we had a little bit of wine, and then I came home. But then he came to my house on Saturday, and what did we do? We dealt with some wine stuff in the afternoon. And then I cooked dinner, and we had some wine again. And then he stayed over on Saturday night while his sister stayed by herself, which was probably mean, but you know who will. And then on Sunday...
You woke up and had some wine.
No, we did not wake up and have some wine. No, he actually had to get up and get going because he had to take his sister to some reception or something, something that the reason why she's in town or whatever, she needed, you know, help getting there or whatever. So then, he, you know, left, and then they came back like at, I don't know, in the afternoon, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and we took his sister shopping because since Katrina, you know, they're from New Orleans, and since Katrina, the malls have not really come back. Like no one has invested in upgrading the malls and stuff. So there's very limited mall shopping.
Wow.
So we have the malls here in Virginia, so we took her to a mall and went shopping, and she bought a lot of clothes and stuff. So it's not that they don't have malls, they're just not very good, and they haven't been, you know, kept up. So.
Oh, no, I totally dig what you're saying.
Yeah. So, and then after that, came home and did my schoolwork and stuff. So, and that was pretty much the weekend.
I did do one thing Saturday night. me and my flame dame Cindy, we did go up to Santa Cruz on Saturday, and we played some mini putt-putt.
Oh, wow. I haven't played putt-putt forever.
I love mini putt-putt. And up in Santa Cruz at the boardwalk, they have got a phenomenal mini putt-putt course.
Well, how does putt-putt work? Do you keep score? I don't remember how
we keep score, yes. We're very cutthroat about it. I came in second place with 300 over par.
Wait, how many people played?
Three of us.
So I was going to say, I thought you said you only went with your girlfriend.
Oh, well, with my flame dame and her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you were just you and your flame dame and you're all excited about coming in second place, that means you lost.
No. I came right in the middle, which is where I like to be.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that came out wrong.
Coming in the middle. Coming in the middle of two cheeks, I bet.
Oh, it could be. That's possible.
Yeah. Okay. That's getting dirty again.
Me get dirty? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Did you get dirty on the Pat Gyke show?
Well, yes.
I didn't know. I haven't listened to it yet.
They kind of interviewed the Impaler, for the love of God.
Oh, geez. I can't wait to hear that now, then. Those shows are download. I just haven't listened to them.
It's a hoot. I'm re-listening to it right now, because unlike other podcasters, I do listen to the stuff I do.
Well, you should turn it off, because you're talking to me.
Well, I'm not listening to it right now, doofus.
I tease. So last week we said...
Oh, is that something out by by Apple? The ITs? What's that?
The ITs. You're so funny looking.
Yeah, looks aren't everything.
Anyway, last weekend we were talking about TV and how that this last week was the premiere week.
Hold on 1 second. Bye-bye, Wes. Have a good day.
Who are you talking to?
Wes.
Where is he?
Miss Wes does not like people talking about TV on their podcasts.
Oh, I thought he was in your house or something.
I should be so lucky.
I thought maybe he was on Twitter or something.
He would not be podcasting right now if Miss Wes Stone was at my house.
Seriously, I know what you mean. You'd be showing him the Impaler.
I would be.
Anyway, I'm talking about TV anyway.
Yes.
We were mentioning how last week was the premiere week of all the shows, you know, new fall shows or whatever.
It was.
And I mentioned a whole bunch of shows that you were not going to be watching. But I wonder, did you watch any of the new shows last week?
So I watched The Event.
Oh, that's right. What was The Event?
I don't know yet.
Oh, The Event hasn't occurred?
Oh, it's very mysterious in what's going on. There's something about a plane and a shooting, and it's mysterious.
Oh, is it going to be another, like, Lost thing?
That's what they're hoping for, yeah.
Oh, geez. Is it on ABC?
It is, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. That's it. I'm glad I didn't watch it. Are you going to stick with it? Is it enough to stick with it?
I'm going to try it for a couple more episodes, yeah.
Okay.
Well. And I almost watched the show that you recommended, the comedy, last week.
Which ones? Because there was a whole bunch.
Maddie and Mikey and Maddie and Mooney and...
Molly and Mike.
Ooh, ha, 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 ha. I don't know.
Did you say you didn't watch it then?
No, but it on my Hulu, so I might watch that.
Oh, okay.
Give that a try.
Did you watch any other half-hour sitcom shows that were coming out last week?
I watched How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that wasn't that great. I watched it, too.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed, too.
I was a little disappointed with many of the premiere shows last week.
That's what a lot of TV reviewers were saying, yes.
Oh, really? See, I don't read any reviews, so that's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of TV. Well, I get them on my... this past week, it's been a deluge on NPR of TV critics.
Oh.
About the new seasons. But I watched Glee.
Oh, yes, I do. I watched Glee, too. Did you think of that? Well, actually, you know, just right off the bat, I wasn't as excited about Glee either. I mean, it didn't jump out at me, but I love the show, so I still liked it.
Oh, I'm in love with Cord Overstreet.
Okay, now, which part does he play?
He's the pretty blonde boy, new quarterback with the big dick-sucking lips.
Yes, he is. He is beautiful, isn't he?
And he sings gorgeous, too.
Yeah, he does. He's a very good singer.
So when he's not servicing the Impaler, he can sing to me.
I was a little disappointed in the little Asian girl that she didn't get picked up.
Oh, she's picked up. She's going to be a nemesis.
Well, yeah, but I was hoping that they would have her on their team.
Their group. Rachel would never allow it.
Yeah, well, Rachel was being a bitch last weekend.
Rachel is always a bitch. People forget that Rachel can be just as mean as the mean girls.
Okay, well, here's the thing about Rachel. What's the girl's name in real life? I don't think I can remember.
Leah Michelle.
She lost weight over the summer. Did you notice that?
I noticed that as well, yes.
She looks a little too skinny, like she's trying too hard.
Well, now she's trying to... She realizes that she might be a sex symbol, so she's just trying to keep herself in shape is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I thought when I saw her, I'm like, oh my God, she lost a lot of weight.
I thought she looked all right. I didn't hate it.
Do you think Vin lost any weight?
Vin?
What's his name?
Finn. Finn, Corey Melmoth. No, he looked about the same.
Okay, I was just wondering, maybe he lost a little bit. But
what did get me was Mike Chan's abs. Holy shit.
Oh, I know, I agree with that. That guy was hot.
I rewound that a couple times going, holy crap, I never knew he had those abs.
I didn't know he had those abs either. He was hot.
Well, actually, do you know who has an amazing set of abs? Is Mr. Shu.
Yes, he does. I have seen him shirtless as well.
That GQ spread he did this summer, I'm going, holy crap.
Yeah. But I don't like his Brillo pad hair.
No.
Yeah, I mean, he's just cursed with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just cursed with Brillo pad hair. I just don't like it.
And he needs to quit rapping.
True. And, you know, I say Brillo pad hair, but I'm not sure people know what a Brillo pad is. Do people use those anymore?
I do.
Okay. I didn't know if they still made them or not.
They do. Oh, yeah. They're still for those of us lower class who don't have dishwashers, yes, we still use Brillo.
You don't have a dishwasher?
No, I live in an apartment. Apartments don't have dishwashers.
You wouldn't be able to use it anyway because it'd be filled with all your clutter and stuff from your hoarding.
No, just my fleshlights.
Your fleshlights. How many do you own?
3.
You know, I wish someone would send me a fleshlight.
Oh, did you hear that, listeners? Make sure you give the P.O. box number.
No, I don't need to give that.
Honey wants a wine-colored fleshlight.
No, I don't care what color it is. No, I think those are expensive, aren't they? Like 30 bucks?
Oh, no, they're only 50 bucks.
50? That's even worse.
But they're worth it. Ooh, are they worth it?
All right. All right, let's get back on track here. We were talking about TV. So what else did you want to say about Glee?
I really enjoyed it. Oh, Cheyenne Jackson. Woof.
Now, which one is he?
He is the new coach of Vocal Adrenaline.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
He is one sexy man.
He's going to give Mr. Shu a run for his money.
Yes, he is.
What about that new gym teacher?
Coach Beast.
Yeah, don't you think she's a lesbian?
I don't care. I just love her.
Well, it
was one of those character arcs in one episode that I really dug because you think, oh my God, they've got a bigger bitch than Sue Sylvester now. This is going to be fabulous. And then that scene of her crying just broke my heart.
Yeah, she got her feelings hurt too quickly.
And I'm like, wow, I adore this character. So yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with her.
Well, yeah, of course I'll watch it, but I don't really care for the character. I think the accent is fake, and it just wasn't all that good.
You heartless bastard.
I am, pretty much, yeah.
You like watching lesbians cry.
Maybe. No, but so I see on Perez Hilton's website that they're going to have a Britney episode. Is that
tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, but what's this Britney and Britney? Who else is on there that's named Britney?
Britney! The ditzy blonde cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
People think I went to the Bahamas for the summer vacation, but I just got lost in the sewers.
I can't remember people's names very well, clearly, so okay.
Brittany is one of my favorite characters because she's underplayed, but they give her the best lines.
They really do give her the best lines, yes.
Playing that classic dumb blonde. Love that.
And she does it so well.
She does.
Okay, so that's Glee. But now, I know that you also watch Project Runway.
The Project Runway with our German hostess, Heidi Klum.
Who I love. What did you think about last week's episode?
I enjoyed it. Again, Mondo should have won.
And he did.
I liked his couture outfit, but that day wear, ready to wear outfit was just phenomenal.
Yeah, you could have bought that today.
And I might even go buy that today, even though I don't do drag. I just want it in my closet.
Yeah, I think that was perfect. He did a really good job with that. A lot of
there were actually a couple of outfits I really, really did like. I was like,
on the ready to wear outfits, you mean?
On the ready to wear outfits, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There were some that were ready, just they could put them on the rack right now.
Totally but agree.
Some of those couture looks that they liked, I didn't really like.
Well, again, see, I didn't think they went couture enough. I really didn't, because you know, I think back to the wonderful gown Christian Serrano made with that huge shoulder thing.
Yeah.
Couple seasons ago, that was couture. That was over the top and amazing, and nothing here really, really struck me as couture.
Well, what about the dress that Michael Costello made?
The leather one? No.
No, it wasn't leather. It had that sparkly, this big red thing with a big red.
I was kind of surprised he was in the bottom three because I didn't hate his looks at all.
I know. I was a little surprised he was in the bottom three too.
But then I got a little pissed off at him. I don't know what to say. I've never been in the bottom. Oh, honey, you're a big old bottom. Yeah, shut up.
This is true.
I was a little annoyed at that. But who had the leather outfit? Is that Andy again?
Maybe it was him. I
can't look it up on my computer or I will Skype out. But oh my god, I loved Mondo's outfit, but I really honestly thought that leather outfit should have won. Because that was totally couture.
Now I'm trying to think. Okay, I'm looking at these now. Let's see.
Had the leather helmet thing going on.
Oh, that was the Asian guy.
Andy.
Andy, yeah.
It's Andy.
Yeah, so and his ready to wear was really, it was perfect too.
Well, his ready to wear was sexy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't disagree with Mondo winning because his was too. I just liked Andy's a bit more.
Well, didn't Andy come in second? Was he?
I think he did. Yeah.
Okay.
But thank God the witch is gone.
Ivy, yes, and you know what? Hers was just awful. That whole blue water thing, that was just awful.
Almost could have been good, but wasn't.
Well, the idea sounded good, but her execution was just tragic.
It's the worst thing I've seen all season. Just awful.
Yeah, it was just bad.
Now, they showed the cheating promo again this week.
And so who cheated?
I don't know. No, they showed it as upcoming in this week's is the cheater.
Yeah, I actually saw it this time, too.
This is the third time now that they've played this, and those editors... I'm getting pissed off at it. Don't tempt me with scandal and then not play it out.
Well, yeah, they're fucking with you.
I want my Project Runway scandal.
Yeah. Well, you might get it Thursday night.
I bet. Well, I hope I get. Oh, you mean Project Runway? Yes, I might. No, I won't. I won't get to see it till Friday morning because that's our final dress rehearsal is Thursday night. So I'll be.
So you're going to be busy doing that.
I will be, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'll watch it either, to tell you the truth. I'll have to see, because that's a lot of TV coming up on Thursday night.
Well, I'll be watching it Friday morning. It's what I do when I wake up from work, get up and I watch my Project Runway.
Uh-huh. So did you watch any other TV shows besides those that were the new?
Sadly, I've had rehearsal every night this week, so I haven't had time to watch anything.
Okay, well, then the show begins on Saturday, right?
Friday night is our official opening.
Oh, Friday night. Okay. And are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've only got four lines, so I'm good to go.
You have four lines?
Yeah, they cast me late, so I have two small roles.
And you have to keep going to all these rehearsals for four lines?
Yeah, because I'm at the very beginning of the show, and I'm at the very end of the show.
Oh, my goodness. What's the play again?
Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But I do stuff in the middle, too. I'm in a lot of scenes. I just may not have lines. But
yeah, as an extra or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My character is in quite a bit.
Well, I'm sure it will go well. I wish you all the best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Now, we need to talk about the book club.
Yes.
Because I have been... Well, last week, we asked for feedback of who would be participating in the book club show. Remember, we asked that on the podcast.
Did we ask it on the podcast?
I believe we did.
I think we did, too.
I mean, I think we just like put the generic, if you want to participate in the book club, let me know.
And what did we get for response?
Crickets. We got crickets. Nobody responded. So, since last week, I have tweeted a... Very good. That came through perfectly.
Thank you.
I have tweeted a couple times as well, asking for people, like just literally a couple hours ago, I said, Seder 69, I the only ones who are reading this book for the book club on Thursday, and I got no response.
Nothing.
Hat M even said, I hear crickets too. So, I have made an executive decision, since I am the executive of this.
Hold on. Give me 1 second here. Okay. All right, say that again.
I have made an executive decision here.
Okay.
What is that?
It's my drama button.
All right. So, I have made an executive decision that we will not be having a book club show on Thursday night. Okay, you can stop with that now.
Okay.
Because we could say simply due to the lack of interest, if you and I are the only ones who are going to be talking about the book, then no one will listen to the podcast because they haven't read the book.
It's true. It's true.
So we are not going to be talking about the book on Thursday night.
I hope you people are happy.
I know, and I was almost done with the book, too.
Finish it.
Oh, I definitely will finish it because I'm into reading it now. Plus, I kind of like the characters. I just don't like their names. I think they're too hard to say.
He's done a really good job with the characters in this one.
They're all Hispanic, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not going to do a book club show on Thursday night due to the lack of interest. So it will just be a regular group show. Oops, excuse me. I just burped. Forgive me.
If people show up for that.
Yeah, that's true. Because Arthur had an issue last weekend where he couldn't get anybody to participate. So, even if it's just you and me talking, that might be the case.
If I'm there.
That's right, because it's your final.
I might be at. They might call me to rehearsal early.
Okay.
Well, hopefully they won't call me to six. Hopefully they won't call me to six, and I'll be fine.
I was going to say, you let me know as soon as you can that if you can make it or not.
You better believe I will.
Okay. Now on to title of this podcast, which is announcement. I do have another announcement to make, and that is that Thursday night's group show will be my last podcast ever. I am stopping podcasting. I am come to the conclusion that I have done my time, and it's time for me to go. It has to do with the whole losing my Archer website and my Archer podcast, which I thought was extremely successful. Since the asshole who turned me in ruined that, things have not been the same since then. So I have not felt the same about podcasting. I don't think that the return has been as successful as Archer was. No offense to you, Seder, because you have been extremely successful with me, and I do appreciate you joining me for the last whatever how many months it's been.
None taken.
So, so Thursday night will be the absolute last podcast, last group show, and Arthur and Daniel Brewer, if you're listening, you can remove me from the schedule for good. I won't be on any more live shows after Thursday night. So, that's the announcement.
I told you, we talked about this last week, and I told you I'm heartbroken, but I support you fully in whatever you need to do. And I totally understand where you're coming from in this, because that whole debacle was totally insane. And I can see how it could sour your whole podcasting experience.
Yeah, and it did. So whoever that person is, they got what they wanted, especially if it was a podcaster, or especially if it was the spouse of a podcaster. And yes, I'll even say it. He got what he wanted, if that's the case. If he's the one who did it, that's all I'll say about that.
Thank God I don't know who he is, so I can't go kick his ass.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was him, but I'm saying if it was him, he got what he wanted. So,
And I'm certain lots of people are going to be quite upset, and there'll be a scandal and outrage now.
And that's fine. But you have to, you got to do what you got to do. And I got to just get out of it.
Move on.
Yep. Yeah, move on. I know. You're right. Some people will be upset. But you know what? That's it. Too bad. So that's all. That's all I have for this announcement. And
well, this will be our last Monday show.
This is our last Monday show. But you know what, Mr. Sater, I have faith and what's the word I'm thinking of? I can't think of the word. I know that you will.
Suspicions?
No. No. I know that you will bounce back because you're on so many podcasts now that you will eventually become extremely popular and people will be knocking down your door.
Oh, even, I could only
even
hope
more
to
than they are now.
So. But thank you. I hope so.
I know it will happen. So I think we will end there. Again, thank you for being my partner for the last couple months.
Thank you for having me.
And we will return on Thursday for the very last live show, and hopefully you will not be at rehearsal and you can join in.
I totally agree.
All right. Well, then why don't you say it with me?
No.
No,
you
what?
Say it with me. So until next time, bye.
Bye.